email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit, compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
This is Sarah.
Hi, I'm Sarah.
Sarah was looking for a job, but wanted to stay local.
That's right.
First, she built a giant satellite, then launched it into space to send a signal transmitting her resume. This did not lend Sarah a job, but it did start a war with the Zarkon Nebula.
I went too far.
Yes, Sarah went too far. But you don't have to go too far to go far. Montgomery area helpwanted.com only posts local jobs, so employers are way more likely to respond to your application and offer you a job. Montgomery area helpwanted.com. Local jobs that work.
And now, a star is born. On November 18th, 1968, the world welcomed little baby Owen Wilson.
Wow! Wow! Wow!
Is that baby saying wow?
Wow!
Owen Wilson, a wow is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's four.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Steve Rappaport. Public testimony in the impeachment inquiry of President Trump resumes tomorrow.
European Union Ambassador Gordon Sondland is one of eight witnesses on the schedule. The Wall Street Journal obtained emails that show Sondland, who testifies Wednesday, was keeping the White House up to date on the push for Ukraine to launch investigations into the Bidens in the 2016 election.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland in Washington. Another setback for Disney Plus.
A ZNet investigation reveals thousands of Disney Plus customers have been hacked, with their account information being offered up on the dark web. 10 million people signing up for the streaming service within 24 hours, sparking technical problems and a stream of complaints. Within hours of joining, customers tweeting they were logged off devices, finding their login information was changed.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. And on Wall Street, the Dow, the NASDAQ, and the S&P 500 all closing in positive territory. America is listening to Fox News.
Gee, it must be that sucko president, huh?
And now, time once again for Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Exploding Turkey Fryer Guy.
Mr. Exploding Turkey Fryer Guy.
Only you know how to celebrate the holidays with a good old-fashioned blazing turkey-scented inferno.
Pyrotechnic poultry.
It's not just your turkey that's overdone. It's also your garage, living room, and part of your neighbor's house.
Happy, happy holidays.
Perhaps a little more reading of the Turkey Fryer Instruction Manual and a little less Budweiser would have been a better plan for the holidays.
Keep the home fires burning.
So go ahead, place that 375-degree boiling holiday disaster a little closer to your lawnmower gas can. Because after all, Thanksgiving is a time for family, a time for giving thanks, and most importantly, a good time for a trip to McDonald's.
Mr. Exploding Turkey Fryer Guy.
Could there be a happier song for Happy Hour? It's 405 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Got a note from Sam, who says these conundrums are running a little bit long. And that's not by design. They just weren't easily solved. And we're going to do another one, but we'll wait till after the roll call.
Okay.
Is this song gay? I mean happy?
Yes. On both.
We like it.
Yeah. It makes me feel like if I fell down the stairs, I'd just float.
Anytime you see me getting into a foul mood, sometimes they come on rather quickly.
You think?
Yeah.
Oh,
just tell me to hit the happy. I'll play that and I'm sure I'll feel
hit
better
the happy
in moments. Yeah.
All right.
Hit the happy. And the roll call is coming up. We were talking last hour about Trump has basically set a template for Republicans, most of whom, I hate to say it, are weak-kneed. By the way, have you seen the Jeff Sessions spot?
I haven't.
Mm-hmm.
Have you?
Yeah.
Any thoughts?
A little much, a little late?
Right?
Feel like you should have done that a long time ago.
First of all, that Jeff Sessions shouldn't even need to run an ad to get his
exactly
seat back. tells you a lot about where he stands. Let me see if I can find it. Jeff Sessions commercial. Let's see. I don't want to. That's that prick, a guy from MSLSD. I don't want any of him on there. Where's the damn ad?
Oh, at the bottom. That looks like it.
No, that's a news conference. Good Lord. I want the ad. News commercial ad. See, if I was a planned show, you wouldn't have to listen to all this behind the scenes silly stuff. That's HuffPo. I don't want to. They suck. They're all part of the same. Aren't these available?
You are a planned show, Greg, except for you're always subject to change.
Yeah. Usually about 3:06. That's when everything I planned changes. Let me see if putting a search term in there helps. New commercial ad. Well, the fact that he's running an ad. Now, SNL did a parody on it. Weekend update, Jeff Sessions on his Trump-friendly campaign ads.
I saw another one down there with Jeff and Roy Moore.
Oh, God.
It's an SNL thing.
I wish Roy Moore would just go away.
Yeah.
Please, just go away. Your time has come and gone. We already lost one Senate seat, thanks to you. Let's not make it two. We can't lose a second seat because I think Richard Shelby is still living. I'm not sure of that.
He is.
I've never seen the man in person. I've seen he's on billboards. I never see him on the news. He's like the invisible man.
It's those billboards were a long time ago.
Yeah, some of them are still up.
Apparently he's pretty up there.
I think some of those he bought and kept up for all 30 years of his residence.
They're up there so long they lost all the color.
Yeah.
Lost all the color to him.
I think there's one out on Highway 31 somewhere that I see from time. Oh, there he is. Yeah, he is still still in the Senate. But the fact that Jeff Sessions would have to advertise or try and persuade the public to elect him to the Senate is telling in itself. And again, it's not personal. I love the man. I do. But like many people who want to support this president, I had no idea why this recusal was made at the beginning of his term. We did have that one theory that was espousing that, well, this is actually all part of a plan. Trump never does anything without a plan. And maybe this is a wink, wink, nod, nod when he came in to go over and work on immigration. He did accomplish quite a bit in that arena. That was the reason he embraced Trump to begin with, because Trump wanted to enforce our laws. Speaking of which, since the Democrats are so effing worried about laws, the rule of law, all this stuff, why is it that Obama had the DOJ and all the related departments kind of overlook the fact that people were breaking into the country illegally? Because they're not illegal aliens. They're voters. They can grow the dependent class. You can't grow the dependent class when almost anybody that needs a job can get one. Speaking of which, I have a Facebook friend that is looking for somebody. Hi, Greg. Since you know a lot of people, do you know anyone wanting to earn some cash over the next few weeks? We are replacing all our deck railings and staining our deck, and we need some labor. Pressure washing, staining, and other things will pay cash for somebody competent. I used to be able to hire my own maintenance workers, but since I'm no longer in property management, I don't know too many people that do that. If anybody's interested, call us at 27. Nobody calls us for anything. 272-9228.
They do.
Give Rosie your name and number, and I will transmit that information to our to Carrie, who is our listener looking for this type of help. Maybe a chance to make some extra dough before the holidays.
Only call if you're a hard worker and you do what you say you're going to do.
Don't embarrass this show by showing up and being slothful.
Because if you are,
exactly,
we will shun you.
Well.
No. Just don't be lazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, do
this in good faith.
Yeah.
Because we're offering an opportunity in good faith. You need to be a hard worker.
8 years ago, the phone would have exploded with people looking to do something. But we had that guy that called a couple of weeks ago that works in construction. He's got his own company. And they're dying. They can't find people.
If I didn't have seven jobs, I would do it.
Yeah.
Seven?
I've got a bunch.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you find time to join us.
Seth is in demand.
Yes. This is my spare time. This is my free time. Hang on, my role model.
This is
his. Stop. That was our topic on TV today.
Mm-hmm.
Who is your role model?
And the answer to our conundrum last week.
That's right. Was it some percentage of people have one of these in their life?
Yes.
75%. It was the type of person. The answer was role model.
And we danced all around it.
The other one was Cheese Whiz.
But we don't want to go too long with that, but we do have one coming up. I think this one might be a little bit easier to figure out. But we would like to give away a 3-topping 14-inch pizza from the pizza place. And we'd like to have you join us at the pizza place tomorrow night for free pizza and just answer a couple of nosy questions.
It's after 4 now, so you can call.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot. Nobody calls between 3 and 4 because they're trapped.
No, actually, people do call. In fact, we had a listener.
Nobody talks to me. I see the phone light up. You talk to everybody.
They don't get past Rosie.
For the Rosie Show for insider membership.
No. A listener called and wanted to know who the singer is on the Alabama Fight song. Well, they knew Donica Knight did the.
Yeah.
But they didn't know who the singer was.
The one I play? Alabama.
Yes.
All right. I think it's Slamabama is the name of the band, but let me just double check here.
All right.
Slamabama, S-L-A-M-A-B-A-M-A, one word. Slamabama. 272-9228 is the number to talk to Rosie. 413, Delkin Tomlinson, a team of attorneys that specialize in representing men in matters of divorce. And again, as I say so often, it's really best if you sense that that's a possibility, even if it's just there's Jeff Sessions in that spot. First to endorse Donald Trump.
First to leave him, too.
Yeah, seemed that way. But, well, I mean, he's saying all the right stuff. Make America. It's not that I doubted he would support that agenda.
It's that he left so quick. People aren't going to forget that.
Let me resume. If you even sense that a divorce is a possibility in your life, it's always good to consult with a lawyer to see where you stand, to see what's at risk, to pre-plan or at least know what's at stake. Sometimes, and it happens in many venues in life, but sometimes you're so close to a situation that you can't see the forest through the trees, and it takes good expert legal consultation to help clear that path for you. Dana Delkin, Jacqueline Tomlinson, while they specialize in representing men, I know others who have used them for divorce, and they're just great at what they do. They know the law. You've heard them on the show. And have you ever heard them have to fumble for an answer to any legal question? I can't recall one moment where that was the case.
Okay.
They work hard, and they're good at what they do. Delkin Tomlinson, call for the consultation at 819-4810, 819-4810, or visit the website, divorceformenalabama.com, for Delkin Tomlinson.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
What's on the Rosie Show?
Tommy. Tommy is on line one.
Hey there, Tommy.
Gentlemen and Rosie.
Yes.
Hey, you ever read any of Fletcher Daniels' stuff from theamericanthinker.com?
I visit American Thinker quite frequently. That was
this first line in this article has you written all over it.
Oh, really?
The title of the article is Impeachment Lesson, Cut Government. And the very first line is, this current impeachment theater is the equivalent of Caddyshack 2, a sequel so dreadful that nobody's bothering to tune in.
Yeah. I was trying to make that point. This thing is, people may have at first been curious, but nobody's buying into this. Not even people that don't like Trump are buying into this.
Well, and the best part is his next sentence is, even my liberal colleagues who despise President Donald Trump can't be bothered to watch. And his whole point is they're illustrating just how much government bureaucracy there is. The more, they got eight people with firsthand knowledge. What are you talking about? Well, I don't know eight people up there that should be up there related to the Ukraine. Keep up the good work, guys.
I appreciate it.
Thank you.
And they got There's nothing there. There's nothing. So quit inventing terms. Then go out and they focus group. Well, let's see. Quid pro quo. Most people don't understand what that means. So let's try bribery. Let's try blackmail. What are they talking about? There's nothing that even remotely resembles that stuff. But you see, the Alinsky rules say tell the biggest lie you can and get it out there and get it into people's heads. And that's what happens. But I'm beginning to think that the real resistance is to that bullcrap. 4:17, we'll get back with Skipper in the traffic dungeon. Rich's forecast has kind of become gloomy and a little bit chilly this afternoon.
It has.
But that should be short-lived, and we'll see what's ahead, and also your local news. And then we'll roll call, and then we're going to do a conundrum about something that looked really good, but I forgot.
Are you sitting there daydreaming about the day you retire? The day they have the office party for you, and at quitting time, you pack up all your stuff, and you leave work for one last time. Well, you better stop daydreaming because it'll be here before you know it. And if you haven't already called him, you better do it right now. I'm talking about David Ernest. David is an asset preservationist. That means he's a guy who helps you keep your money. That old 401k or that IRA that's just laying around, let David Ernest roll it into something for you that's going to start earning money and getting you set up for retirement. Call David Ernest today, 279-7431. That's 279-7431. He's been doing this for nearly 40 years, and he's the money man with the money plan. Let David Ernest put your money to work for you. Call him right now, 279-7431. Ernest Financial, LLC.
Hey, y'all, it's Lewis at the Capitol Oyster Bar. I'd like to invite you down here to join us on the river. If you had never been here, we're right easy to get to, right off I-65. Take that North Boulevard exit. Then you're going to take the first exit. That's Louisville. That's right, Louisville Street. The bottom of the ramp, turn right, and turn right again. That's three times. Follow that to the end of the road. You'll find the Oyster Bar. But along the way, you're going to pass our new RV resort. That's right. We got a place down here. You can come stay the night or the weekend or stay a month with us and come down here and enjoy being on the river. Go out and do a little fishing, a little camping out late at night with a fire and coming over to the Oyster Bar and cooking up some fresh seafood for you. Fried, steamed, grill. We got good old snapper on the grill, hamburgers, ribeye steaks that are good eating. Know you can check all that out at CapitalOysterBar.com or our Facebook page for Capital Oyster Bar, or check it all out at the Montgomery Marina RV Resort. You can see what's going on down here with the campground. We're going to be looking for you. Get down here soon. Come hungry because we've been missing you. Come on.
Join us tomorrow from 11:30 to 1 at Montgomery Eye Physicians on Zelda Road for our annual holiday food drive. Drop off your non-perishable food donations to help feed families this holiday season.
Hi, I'm Ellis Askew with Alabama News Network. The trial begins today for the Montgomery police officer charged with shooting and killing an unarmed black man in 2016. Officer Aaron Smith is accused of killing Greg Gunn in his Mobile Heights neighborhood in February of 2016. The trial was moved to Ozark. The Alabama Department of Corrections is searching for an inmate who escaped from a work center over the weekend. 38-year-old William Danley escaped from the Red Eagle Work Center in Montgomery Saturday morning. The department says he was last seen wearing state-issued white clothing and has multiple distinguishable tattoos on his body, including a teardrop on his face. Danley is serving 20 years for distribution of a controlled substance. Governor Kay Ivey hosted the 70th annual turkey pardoning today at the governor's mansion. During the event, Governor Ivey granted a Thanksgiving pardon to two turkeys, Clyde and Henrietta. Both turkeys came from the Bates Farm in Greenville. I'm Ellis Askew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Thank you, Ellis. At 4:20, I was just outside.
Uh-huh.
And for those of you who grew up in areas where snow is kind of common, the sunset, the western sky, is just a classic winter sky. Pale yellow sunset. Gray clouds transitioning to dark gray, maybe even a little purple. Are you just patronizing me?
Here's
Rich. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Boy, oh, boy, we have lots of good weather to look forward to this weekend, including a warming trend and several storm-free days. For tonight, cloudy at times. Overnight low temperature down to about 40. Tomorrow, look for lots of sunshine. Very comfortable day. The warming trend continues, high around 65. We'll be near 70 by Wednesday. I think we'll be close to the mid-70s by Thursday. Maybe a few showers by Thursday night into Friday, but a better chance by the time Saturday gets here. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Need to do some holiday shopping, but you're low on cash? No problem. ASE Credit Union has you covered with holiday loans and rates as low as 7.99% with approved credit. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Time for traffic.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are busy everywhere this afternoon, especially on the boulevard, most notably Troy Highway and the Eastern Boulevard. And they are cleaning up that wreck, West South Boulevard at Rosa Parks. That should be out of the way now, but use caution through that area. A little busy on 231 at the red lights at the River Bridge, Rifle Range, and Jasmine Hill headed up to Wetumpka. I-65 and 85 are looking good right now. Stay with us. We're going to keep you updated right here. The Toyota-thon is going on at Reinhardt Toyota with special year-end and clearance pricing. No payments until after Christmas on some models. Don't miss the Toyota-thon at Reinhardt Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call them at 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This is a little gift from the Cronins in Carolina. Come on. You can play. Go ahead. It's all right. Well.
Worth a shot.
Stick around.
Check, please.
No, please, don't leave.
And you know what? Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
It was one of the things that could happen anytime on Happy Hour.
What else is on?
Was the Smithsonian Channel.
Fantastic.
Enjoy it, Rich.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Go back to ISIS.
You gotta have
some disappointment.
If you wanna be with me.
You get a little tappity tap.
Oh my god.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Hey, it's Enrico Palazzo!
You gotta have something. If you wanna be with me.
We are now entering hell. Please keep your hands and elbows inside the car.
Could it be?
Quality.
Cause that zero is too cold for me.
Oh, Alan.
I'm not trying to be
Alan.
Cause that minus is too low to see.
You on drugs?
Yeah!
And play it.
Sorry.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Bite me.
And I'm not stuck.
You're so naughty.
No.
I'm a soldier in the war on poverty.
Yes.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
Need some wood?
That's when you guys are supposed to cheer.
Cheats and liars.
You gotta have some.
Oi!
If you wanna be with me.
Oh, baby.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. You gotta have some. If you wanna be with me.
That's right, baby.
Stop scratching your. Tell me where it is.
Gotta have something.
All right, that's. That sucked.
That was good, man.
Well, I'll tell you what happened. These are never going to... They're all going to be the same if I don't try something different once in a while.
And that's what makes
sense. Absolutely.
I was on a page, the Satan page.
Could it be Satan?
So just above that, I see this.
Jay Quellen.
But I didn't want to play the whole thing because there wasn't time for the Where's Jay Quellen At? So I turned the pot off, and then when I went to use it again, it was still off because I'm a dumbass. I mean, seriously.
What a dumbass.
So that's what happened there. But
it still sounded good. I couldn't tell.
Yeah, we didn't know.
And the way that I judge how good it is by how many new things are clicked.
Well, that's kind of like...
There's a bunch. Way to go.
Right, swirl the bone into a funky move.
Yes.
Let's do that.
Play the happy.
Conundrum, which I've already forgotten.
It's a good one.
Yeah, it is. 14-inch, three-topping pizza from the pizza place. Anybody called to join our party tomorrow?
Yeah. Well,
I'm just going to invite my friends then.
We have.
I don't think I have that many. I don't have 10.
I'm down, man.
You have 1,000.
Oh, Jay Quellen texted me. I got 10 for the roll call.
Woo!
But that's because she was part of it. And a reminder to bring Bisco to the vet on Wednesday. Kate Armstrong, they do such a great job there. At 4:27. All right, let me look for this thing. I promise it won't take long. We'll be right back.
Here, and you know by now that Montgomery Eye Physicians offers the latest in LASIK technology from local board certified ophthalmologists Dr. John Swan and Dr. In Shin. Montgomery Eye Physicians provides all of their patients with the most advanced personalized care with outstanding results. Montgomery Eye Physicians utilizes cutting-edge technology to customize LASIK eye surgery for each patient's individual needs. All of the doctors are local and part of the Montgomery Eye team, ensuring that you see the same physicians before, during, and after your procedure. Doctors who know your history with a combination of over 10,000 LASIK surgeries in the last 20 years. Montgomery Eye helps impassioned people see life clearly so they can reach their goals. Call 272-2020 today or visit them at getlasik.me to schedule a free LASIK consultation. Find your drive. See your vision. Montgomery Eye Physicians. Once again, call 272-2020 or on the web, getlasik.me.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Join Dixie to drive out hunger in our community and support the Montgomery Area Food Bank this November. Give your donation to a team member at your Dixie appointment.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Are you feeding a large crowd on a budget this Thanksgiving? U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner, has you covered. Turkeys, hams, holiday sides, and delicious desserts. U.S. Foods Market Store can even outfit your kitchen from pots and pans all the way to paper goods and utensils. Come by and visit the familiar, friendly faces at U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner, at 5455 Atlanta Highway in Montgomery. They're open Monday through Saturday from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. U.S. Foods Market Store. We help you make it. 27 years ago, Steve Wirth rented a storefront in Montgomery and opened the first location of Wirth Cleaners. A lot has changed since 1991. Two buildings and over 20 employees make Wirth Cleaners who they are today, along with Wirth's dedication to its customers to provide top-notch service. Everyday clothes to curtains, drapes, bedspreads, and formal wear, they do it all. Professional dry cleaning and laundry services, same day and express service, professional alterations and repairs, free pickup and delivery to your home or office, wedding dress preservation, superb customer service. It's not only easy to understand how Wirth Cleaners has been successful for nearly three decades, but how they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery year after year. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. When it's worth it, choose Wirth Cleaners.
Billy here from AutoSave Tire and Automotive. If you need tires, come to the tire experts. We have over 200,000 tires at our disposal daily, all at the best prices. Check out our website, autosavetires.net, for your fast, free, online bottom dollar price. That's right. You can get an instant quote on your new tires, including installation, right from your computer or phone. No hassle, no haggle, bottom line pricing. So shop us and compare. We even beat tire rack prices. Check out all our services at autosavetires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive. Come to where your auto saves you.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of the Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
All right, now we're ready to go with the conundrum. Giveaway a 14-inch, three-topping pizza from the pizza place at Perry Hill and Carmichael Road. No, that's where Adam's Drugs is. The pizza place is at Perry Hill and Harrison Road. So don't go there to get your prescription filled. Go there for really good pizza, and you can join us there tomorrow night for free just by being part of our focus group. And after my performance today, you may want to recommend that I be terminated. But I can't do that just yet. I can't afford to quit this job or die because I'm George Bailey. I'm worth a lot more dead than alive.
Will you sign that coffee mug downstairs?
Before I go?
Yeah.
Sure. So, since this is drive time, this is a really good question. And somebody may get it right out of the box, somebody may not. I see, Sam, this is the problem.
Sammy.
I cannot predict how long these things are going to go. I figure maybe a dozen calls, we try to give some clues. But it's something that more women are distracted by than men when they drive. Women are more likely to be distracted by what when they drive. 2729228.
The answer is not Seth. I'm sorry.
Toot toot, little horn.
2729228. It's all right. One of these days we'll devote an afternoon to getting a day. A day. That's what I meant to say. Red Top, though, you called before I started this thing.
That's okay, but I'll go ahead and... Take a shot, makeup.
Makeup? Oh, that's a good one. Makeup, is that it? No, but it's a good guess.
Yeah. Well, I have a bit of news I'd like to tell everybody real quick.
Do I need to run the bulletin sounder, or do you just want to do it?
No, you don't have to.
Okay.
The organization, the Democratic Party, and the organization that supports funding for candidates for Democratic Attorneys General has just announced they will not give a dime to any attorney general candidate that does not support abortion. Now, these are the most godless SOBs I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
And I'm glad they're showing the colors because we already know what they were. I want everybody else to see, too. But this is very dramatic.
Well, actually, it's been documented around the country that George Soros is supporting a lot of Democratic AGs. That didn't work, though, in Kentucky, and it didn't work in Louisiana.
No, it doesn't. But nobody's getting a dime of support, of money, of support, or anything unless they support abortion if you're a Democrat.
Right.
So, good, let them have it because they're all going to bad place anyway.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, guys.
All righty. Line five. Brenda.
Hi, Greg.
Hi. What do you think? Scenery. What is this thing that is more distracting to women than men on the road?
The scenery.
The scenery. Trees. That kind of stuff. It's a good guess.
That is a good one.
It's not it. But it's a good guess. Thank you. 2729228. Walt.
Yes, I would say their hair.
Their hair.
Hmm.
I'd feel guilty if that was the win. If that was the winning end, because I am a relentless primpo.
A what?
Primpo. That's somebody that's looking for their reflection to see how their hair looks. Oh. Thanks for the call, Walt. It was a good guess. Hair. Yeah, hair. Give me a head with hair. Long, beautiful hair. Ron, what do you think?
Yeah, I think it's going to be their cell phone.
The cell phone is not the answer we need. Good guess. These are all good guesses. I can't say we've had a close call yet. Hang on a second while I look for my... You did switch it.
Trusty green folder.
See, I'm color-oriented. I look for it. It's the same with these keys. You know, I know this one is pink. These keys I use to make sound effects like...
There's a sale at Penny's!
That's all color-coded, so I'm used to... That's how I did it in Florida when I hand-wrote labels. I hand-wrote each one different, and I would remember what I would need, because I had to grab a cart, not push a key like... I take her home with me.
You literally had to find it and dig it out and...
I just play this on repeat. Like when I'm undressing and stuff. That's all I got when the dog is watching me. I mean... They don't care.
The dog's watching you and goes, ooh.
And wouldn't you know it, the one thing I need in this folder ain't here.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Got a straggler in the yellow folder?
It's somewhere. I don't know where. Let's go back to the phone. Hey, redheaded savage.
The children.
Distracted by... I love this guess. That sounds like a winner. It's not, but it's a great guess. Sorry.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome.
Let's try Joey. We actually can greet him with a hotkey, and his is green.
Joey.
But it doesn't say Joey. It says airplane. It does.
Joey.
Joey, what do you think this is that women are more distracted by than men?
I'm going to say their cell phone.
That was guessed. Can you think of something else?
Other drivers.
A dog in a car, you know, something like that. That's Bailey making a guest appearance. That is not the answer we need, though. But thank you. 272-9228. Sam.
I just forgot everything. the roadside. Children was what I was thinking. Roadside ad, billboards.
Ooh. He says roadside ads or billboards. Shunara.
Way to go.
I think this is probably the same Sam that said these things went too long.
Well, yeah. Greg, let's first
off, aren't you?
Well, you stop that.
Aren't you the radio activist? You addressed, made a complaint and then solved it.
Made a comment. Listen, I trust your instincts, Greg. I know it's been a little...
No. Look, I thought, man, if people aren't into this game, they're probably getting, like, really bored with this. But...
No. Listen, people, I assume other people, I know I do. I enjoy your commentary and the stuff you do during the show. And, conundrum, I can't even speak. It has its place, but you put on a good show, you and the crew. So.
I appreciate the call. Hang on. You get to talk to Rosie now.
Woo, and a 14-inch pizza.
Yeah. Hang on while I root around for things that are missing. Cannabinoids.
Your CBD store.
Yes. You know how those come in handy? Let me give you a quick example. Mondays, I'm usually pretty rested, but I try to get back into the routine with a nap. And if I'm not getting close to being sleepy around 10 or 10:15, I'll take a couple of drops of CBD oil directly on the tongue. Okay. They do come in various flavors. And that helps. That helps just get me, you know, relaxed enough to just doze off. All I need is a half hour, 45 minutes, and I'm good to go. I did it today. And I more often do it earlier in the week than later.
Good.
So it's just one way, you know. If you're having trouble sleeping, go see Marissa and Laurie at your CBD store and talk to them about products they may have, whether it's a soft gel capsule. If you have a painful skin condition or even muscular pain, CBD products can work with that. I have the topical cream for that. And let's not forget our beloved pets. CBD products work great with them. It's total natural interaction with what's already in your system. Very effective. And if you really want to get the full scoop, visit your CBD store and talk to Marissa and Laurie. They can answer any question you have about these products. Any question. They're at 8852 Mini Brown Parkway. Just turn south at the Bojangles off Chantilly Parkway. Make your first left, your first right. They're right across from the Renfro's Adams Drugs in that plaza. Your CBD store. 440.
Well, good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are after 4:30. That means a lot of folks in downtown Montgomery are getting off work. We're going to see a lot of people hitting the interstate, I-65 and 85 out of downtown. The Atlanta Highway is building, and it's going to get very busy shortly. We're already seeing a lot of traffic on South Decatur and Norman Bridge outbound to the Eastern Boulevard. We have no accidents anywhere at this time, but use caution and try to buckle up and drive safely this afternoon. We will keep you updated. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama on the ground and in the air. You and your family's lives are their complete dedication. That's Haynes Ambulance for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
Been in a wreck? Can't afford to go see a doctor? Call me, Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. We have a new real estate class starting soon, and I'd like to see you there. This class prepares you to take the state real estate exam and get your real estate license. We have even had investors and other home buyers take the course to prepare them to buy a home. Whatever the reason, you will learn about real estate contracts, lease management, property law, closing transaction, appraisal methods to enable you to take the exam. Learning by doing, real estate scenarios, learning to increase your portfolio in real estate, investment sales are all part of this course. The cost is $375, which includes books and materials, practice tests, and quizzes. Interactive, live, classroom setting, located close to East Chase. Come join me, Bo Goodson, for the Real Estate School, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net. The class is filling up now, so you need to call soon, 551-0225.
When you're ready to retire your car, van, or pickup truck, as in tires, Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto is the only place you need to call. Can't get a better price because Don spent years building personal relationships with all the major manufacturers. So they acquire all the name brand tires at a wholesale price, then turn around and sell them to you without that middleman expense. And they only quote a price that includes professional installation. In other words, you can't go wrong. Partner up with Don Duncan for all your auto service needs with three locations to serve you. On Highway 14 in Millbrook, downtown at 408 Madison, and on Bell Road just north of Vaughn for Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto.
The holidays are here, but thousands of families in the River region will go to bed hungry. Blue Water Broadcasting is doing something about it, and you can help.
Drop off non-perishable food items to Riverside Chevrolet or at the radio station.
Help stuff our Sprinter van full of food.
Riverside Chevrolet, Alabama's truck and automobile leader. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's our holiday food drive. Donate what you can from Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
Eskew with Alabama News Network. The Alabama Department of Corrections is searching for an inmate who escaped from a work center over the weekend. 38-year-old William Danley escaped from the Red Eagle Work Center in Montgomery Saturday morning. The department says he was last seen wearing state-issued white clothing and has multiple distinguishable tattoos on his body, including a teardrop on his face. Danley is serving 20 years for distribution of a controlled substance. The trial begins today for the Montgomery police officer charged with shooting and killing an unarmed black man in 2016. Officer Aaron Smith is accused of killing Greg Gunn in his Mobile Heights neighborhood in February of 2016. The trial was moved to Ozark. Governor Kay Ivey hosted the 70th annual turkey pardoning today at the governor's mansion. During the event, Governor Ivey granted a Thanksgiving pardon to two turkeys, Clyde and Henrietta. Both turkeys came from the Bates Farm in Greenville. I'm Ellis Askew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Boy, oh, boy, we have lots of good weather to look forward to this weekend, including a warming trend and several storm-free days. For tonight, cloudy at times. Overnight low temperature down to about 40. Tomorrow, look for lots of sunshine. Very comfortable day. The warming trend continues. High around 65. We'll be near 70 by Wednesday. I think we'll be close to the mid-70s by Thursday. Maybe a few showers by Thursday night into Friday, but a better chance by the time Saturday gets here. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Your news talk, please. used to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3, only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's time for a risky click of the afternoon. I was rummaging through our vast selection of Thanksgiving bits, and I found this one. It reminds me of Master Thespian, our big Warhawk drama guy, who does a lot of theater production. He's very good. But this one is labeled Community Theater First Thanksgiving. So I have no idea. I put EG on the label. That means evergreen. In other words, I can use this every year at this time.
Right.
But I haven't heard it. I don't remember it. So let's see what's on there.
Hello, and welcome once again to Community Theater. Today, a very moving presentation. The very first Thanksgiving. And as always, please enjoy the very first Thanksgiving. Thank you so very much, and we hope to see you again next week when we have another moving presentation in community theater, castrating Harvey Weinstein.
Oh!
We hope to see you there.
Well, that's a fairly new, must be a fairly new one.
It's fairly
within
something.
The last year or so.
Yeah, it can't be any...
year or so.
Can't
was it
be
2017?
Too old.
What, is that when that broke? The 2017?
Seems like it was just in the last year.
Yeah, Harvey, who's in pictures with every major Democrat you can think of, has had their picture taken with. But they seem to love rapists in the Democratic Party. Bill Clinton, there's a clip. Somebody sent it to me. I don't have it handy, so I'm not going to bother with it. But he was speaking somewhere recently. And he made the statement, there's one thing that can be said for sure, and somebody interrupted and said, you're a rapist!
Oh, my gosh.
Beg to differ. Hey, I give credit to whoever had the guts to say that. Well, that's what Juanita Broderick said. There was something else of significance I was going to say here. Over the weekend, movie box office was heartening because the new Charlie's Angels movie, which I immediately didn't want to like because, come on, you just rebooted the TV series 15 years ago. You're going to come up with a new cast. Is this going to be that different? Well, it is. It's nothing but a lecture on why women are superior to men and blah, blah, blah. And kind of off-putting. It's just not... You know, usually the poster should be enough to make you at least consider it. Nothing. It's not. It only made $8 million. And I can guarantee you, that's about somewhere between $70 to $80 million at least under what it needs to make to be profitable. But they weren't concerned about entertaining you. They were concerned about sending you a message. And again, this goes back to what I said at the beginning of the show. You have the people who... I spent a lot of time in Hollywood. A lot of time. Not just working, you know, at A&M Records on La Brea and all that, but spending time with people who lived in those amazing houses up in the hills. That's when I used to work for Styx.
Styx!
Yes. Derek, the manager, Derek Sutton, the manager, had a place halfway up a mountain. And it was great. I don't know what his politics were. I'm just saying. The people that live out there have no connection to our everyday reality. Same thing with the East Coast elites. Elite, my ass. So they're looking at us between New York, D.C. and L.A. and San Francisco. We're like this big toilet bowl that happens to sit in the middle of those two areas of the country, and they have a very low opinion of us. They really do. They have no idea how patriotic in general people are. They fake it. They fake it. Look at the Obamas. I'll never forget the 10th anniversary of 9/11. With Mooch saying, all this for a damn flag. really? Because you could do what you've done in any country, right? Because you're just so special. They don't understand why. And instead of trying to understand us, they call us names that are worse than what they... Deplorables is almost a compliment compared to the names they use now. We're deranged, demented. We're incapable of critical thinking. All this stuff. They just don't get us. They don't understand how it's possible that not only is Trump popular, but remains popular in spite of their best efforts to destroy his presidency. If they had just been polite or just been garden variety Democrats, Trump would have a 70% approval rating. How could you not with the way things are going? The economy is gangbusters. We have virtually no unemployment. Why are people sending me Facebook messages? Because they need some good laborers. Because the market is dried up. And that's a good thing. But not to the Democrats. They want a dependent group of people brainwashed with their ridiculous ideas. You know, they say a good liberal or a good conservative is a liberal who's been mugged. 451, Clark's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. They've been busy. A lot of people ambushed by that super cold weather. You know, in a normal month of November, you may not use your heat more than once or twice, but this has been anything but. But the number that really gets me isn't the temperature. It's the amount of money my electric bill has gone down in 2 months. From September, when it was $540, I called Clark's. I'm a member. They sent a guy out, one of their great technicians out. First thing he did was take apart the outside unit, and it was 90% clogged with grass. He flushed all of that out and then took a look at the inside unit, made sure that was clean, and the filter, and said, this is why your bill's so high. Your system can never shut down when it's only working at 10% capacity. Next bill, it went from $540 to $350, and the one that came in this month, even though the weather's cooled down, admittedly, was $178. So it's down $370 in 2 months, and I got to give them the credit, and David Fagan, too, because he came out and tuned our pool. So between those two major energy consumers, doing a lot better. The good thing, though, is when you need them, they're a phone call away as a member. 277-2125. Get it and have that instant priority service when you have a heating, AC, or plumbing issue. You don't want to wait to get those things fixed. That's 277-2125 or visit clarkcomfort.com.
Are you missing shingles or seeing dark spots on your roof? One missing shingle could be a sign of weather-related damage that your insurance company may pay for. I'm Todd Clark, owner of River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. We are a company that takes pride in our workmanship and only use the highest quality materials in the business. If your asphalt shingle roof is older than 10 years, call us for a free inspection on your roof today. Call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635. Or visit us at riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
Hi, I'm Tiffany Coleman. My husband, Jeff Coleman, is running for U.S. Congress. I bet you've seen Jeff's name and face on billboards and on the sides of moving trucks parked all over the district. Because when Jeff decides to do something, he does it big. And if you look really hard, you'll see my picture, our three girls, and our dog, Gracie, too. What I really wanted to talk to you about is Jeff, his background, and why he'd make such an incredible congressman. But I guess that'll have to wait, because they're telling me I'm out of time. But I'll be back here soon to tell you more about my husband, Jeff Coleman.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
A record close for the Dow and the NASDAQ, with the Dow gaining 31 points to 28,036. The S&P was up 1 point. The NASDAQ added 9 points to 8,549. Huawei, the Chinese company that's been blacklisted by the U.S. government, has gotten a reprieve. The U.S. will extend a license for 90 days for certain U.S. companies to continue working with the Chinese telecom giant. HP is saying no thanks. The printing corporation has unanimously rejected a takeover bid from the copy machine giant Xerox, saying the offer undervalues HP. And T-Mobile will be getting a new CEO next year. John Ledger plans to step down in the spring. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Carol Zimmer, invested in you.
I'm giving Jeb's basement renovations one star. He kept asking me what's behind the walls down there. I'm like, why? What do you know?
No matter how hard you work for your small business, online reviewers will find something to complain about.
And then he's like, you can trust me with the job. And I'm all like, trust?
And while Progressive can't save you from these trolls, we can help you save money on commercial, auto, and business insurance.
Yeah, he charged me less than he said he would, which is lying.
Get a quote online today at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliated and third-party insurers.
Hey, if you got a sec, go take a look at the sunset. It is, I mentioned it earlier, it looked like a very winter sky. Now it's highlighting the clouds, the little clouds from underneath. They're orange and purple and yellow, every color. It's a very godly look. Only God could have created something that beautiful.
True.
So enjoy it while you have a second. Or if you're stuck in traffic.
A lot of traffic out there on the roads this afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic with an update. Very busy. I-65-85 at the interchange downtown. We're having a lot of people hit the interstate leaving work this afternoon. We're seeing heavy traffic on South Decatur, on Norman Bridge, all the way out to the Boulevard. Madison Avenue to Atlanta Highway and outbound, picking up speed and picking up traffic. Watch out. There are no accidents to report at this time, but it is going to get busy as we get into the 5 o'clock hour. Keep it here. We will keep you updated. If you're in a wreck and you're wondering what to do next, call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333. No representation made. The quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call them at 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Since 1989, Signs2Go has been Montgomery's vinyl sign and banner leader. And now with the addition of wide format printing, your signs and banners can have brilliant full color. Whether it's directional signs for your meeting or large grand opening banner, Signs2Go is your one-stop shop for color. Call us at 270-1133 or email us at signs2go@charter.net. We're still on the Eastern Bypass across from Lowe's and Best Buy. That's Signs2Go, Montgomery's sign and banner leader.
Hello, this is Greg Schaefer with AKD Screen Printing, Embroidery, and Advertising Specialties. Proudly serving the River Region since 1986, AKD is your one-stop shop when it comes to t-shirts, polo shirts, team uniforms, and all of your promotional product needs. Did you know that AKD has more experience than Custom Ink and Vistaprint? Did you know that Custom Ink and these other national chains actually subcontract their printing and other services to local companies like AKD? They are simply a large brokerage business with a big advertising budget. Well, here at AKD, we're able to offer the same quality artwork and designs with a rush service option, no shipping delays, and we will always deliver your product on time for your next event or function. So why not keep it local and shop with convenience? I say shop smart and stress-free. Call AKD. You can reach us at our Montgomery location at 277-8433, our Prattville office at 361-2133, or online at goakd.com. That's goakd.com.
Pros, start with Lowe's for Black Friday deals to save on the brands you trust that do the job right. Stop in today and get your choice of a DeWalt 20-volt max cordless brushless drill or a DeWalt 2-pack of 20-volt power tool batteries, each just $99. And pick up a pass load angled 3.5.